Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Happy to talk a little baseball with Eric Kratz. He was on the 2014 and 2015 Royals team. He also is one of the hosts of Foul Territory, where you can get all your baseball information. Eric, happy to have you on the show today, my man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What is it like to see all of these celebrations around teams that you played on now over a decade ago?
Oh, man, it's awesome to see those guys when they all get back together. Last year I was at the 14 celebration, but 10 years? It feels like 10 years. Some people are like, I can't believe it's been 10 years. It feels like 10 years. Well, that's happened in the last 10 years.
What is it like to now see that Salvador Perez is still playing baseball after this? Because most of you guys that played on that 14 and 15 team, you guys have moved on to media. You guys have moved on to do other stuff. Salvi's either catching or playing first base every day.
Yeah, well, he was just a young pup during that run, so he should be still playing. A guy like that, the game's easy for him. He doesn't even really have to try. So maybe now that he's older, he has to start trying. And, oh, yeah, he made an All-Star game last year, so he's still got it.
You joined the 14 Royals in the middle of the season. Did you notice that something special was about to happen when you joined that locker room?
You know what I noticed? I noticed that I went from a Blue Jays team that was 2.5 games out of the wild card at the time when I got traded. And I joined the Royals team, and they didn't make any big moves. And I remember the Blue Jays players were pissed because, we didn't make any big moves. You know, they got Danny Valencia for me and Liam Hendricks. So it was like, why aren't we making any big moves? When I got to the clubhouse, I remember the same day, the Royals were like, we don't need anybody. We got all that we need here. And that young group just had that swagger because they had won all the way up through the minor leagues. Obviously, they went on to have awesome careers too, but they won all together. And I think it's invaluable that it's a trait that I think Dayton Moore in the front office knew was important, and they executed it, and then look what happened.
Yeah, I'm looking back to when you joined the team. So you were traded on July 28th of 2014. The Royals were 53-51 when you got traded there. So a team that is very much in the wild card mix, but you were 5 out of the division. And then basically from the moment that you joined the team, they just went on an incredible run for the final 3 months of the season.
It was an incredible run. It was an incredible run that was backed behind the fact that their backup catcher, me, never played. And I was totally fine with that because you had an all-star in Salvador Perez who really led the team. I mean, when you talk about the pitching staff, obviously you talk about, HDH in the bullpen and you go, that's what led it. Yeah, absolutely, that led it. But that dude was out there. Salvi was out there every single day catching. And, without him, you'd have to put a schmuck in like me, and that's not gonna push you to that kind of record. But, we had the Tigers in our sights when I got there, and it was like, those dudes on that team, they were young, and they were like, screw those guys. We're sick of losing to them. And it was legitimately like the mantra in the clubhouse. Like, when we're going to play the Tigers, screw Anibal Sanchez, Justin Verlander. Who else was on that team? I think Victor Martinez was on that team anymore, but Miguel Cabrera. Like, we're not bowing down to the team that won the division so many years. Obviously, they ended up winning the division, and, they overtook us after we had taken it back, or taken the division, but it was something that they just weren't, as a team, as young players, they weren't afraid of the big bad Tigers anymore.
Right now, we're talking to Eric Kratz. He is with Foul Territory. Be sure to check it out. He also played on the Royals in 14 and 15. When you think back to that time, Eric, is there a game that kind of pops up in your mind? Like, when people ask you, what was it like to be a part of those teams? Is there a memory that you have?
The wild card game, obviously, is for anybody that was in KC, anybody that was a Royals fan at the time, like, it's still one of the greatest games that I've ever been a part of. Like, the fact that we were down to the fact that we were even playing the A's at the time was crazy because they collapsed. And they had John Lester going, who just didn't give up leads. And all the things that culminated in that game with Brandon Finnegan coming in, with, you know, the fact that he was just out of the College World Series, and just the trust and, like, how the organization was like, look, these are the guys that we got. We're going to go and get it. I mean, Aki Nori almost had a walk-off homer. He took, it was Doolittle to the fence where Josh Reddick backed up and caught it, and, like, it was just a sack fly. But, you know, who got on to start that inning? Josh Willingham? Like, there's so many names that, like, didn't really do a lot during the season. Not saying Nori didn't do a lot, but Nori was rarely in there in the ninth inning. You know, they always brought in Gerard Dyson and moved Lo Kane, future Gold Glove winner, over to right field. And so it's like all the crazy stuff that happened in that game, like, we had such a great bullpen, but for some reason, Ned brings in Jordan Ventura, and you're like, what? That's like the least suspecting person that you would bring in. Brandon Moss is the homer. And you go like, holy crap. Like, how did we end up winning that game? And then get to game 7 of the World Series with a runner on third to tie it up in the ninth inning. Like, just the fact that started off the run to get to game 7 was bananas.
I've been to a lot of sporting events. I know that you have as well. I don't know if there is a sporting event that perfectly encaptures a roller coaster of what it's like to be a fan. Wasn't sure if I would ever see the Royals make the playoffs. Like, they were not a good team for most of my childhood. Then I wake up one day and you guys are in the postseason. It's like, oh my goodness, I got tickets to the wild card game. I go. Then you're right. You guys get out to a lead. Then you blow the lead with Jordan Ventura, and you're thinking, wait, this whole thing is about to fall apart. And what became a theme for the Royals for those two seasons was just chipping away, and never give up. You guys obviously win the game. You guys go on an incredible run in 2014. I just remember the entire wave of emotions as I sat there watching the wild card game.
I can't imagine what it was like to be a fan, but essentially I was a fan because I was just on the bench waving the towel and being ready to go in the game. Had Salvi, I forget how many times Salvi made out before he got the game-winning hit, but had he gotten on base, I would have been the one going in, and then everyone would have said the same thing they did on that ESPN night. What the heck is Eric Kratz doing in there?
A couple more questions here. A lot of Royals fans get triggered when they hear the name Madison Bumgarner. Are you one of those people that get triggered when you hear the name Madison Bumgarner?
No. Look, like, that dude, that's what I always, you know, people kind of forget, you know, oh, you guys lost game 7 of the World Series. Who's that to? I was like, oh, yeah, we lost to Bumgarner. And they're like, who? Oh, you know, Madison Bumgarner. They're like, we didn't lose the one guy. I was like, well, we did lose the one guy. Let's put it that way. That dude pitched every game and, you know, triggered? No. I went and played for the Giants for about a month and a half at the end of my career, and, you know, I had gotten to know all those guys. I gotten to know Buster and Brandon Crawford, and he was lights out. He was the proverbial hop on my shoulders, I got you boys kind of moment, and we don't see that much. Credit to Buster Posey for guiding him through really that first inning that he came out. It felt like he was, you know, he wasn't quite as sharp as he needed to be, and I think I see this hit into a ground ball double play, and it felt like that was maybe our shot, because then he came back out, velocity was up, his command was there, and he just started cruising. But more credit goes to Bruce Bochy. Boch was like, well, yeah, I'm just going to let this guy go and see what happens. Like, he had already cashed most of his bullpen. I think Jeremy Affelt was was already in the game in the first or second inning, something like that. I forget. I think Peavy started the game. And, you know, you knew Bumgarner was looming. And when he came in, it was like, okay, his run can't continue. Like, I get it. He's gotten us already. It can't continue. And, you know, Gordo tried his best. And Salvi popped it up. And you know what? The rest is history, because, you know, if we win that one, do we go back-to-back and win in 15 also? I don't know, but I do know that the hunger that offseason, you know, some people say hangover for teams that do stuff like that, you know, tough loss at the end of the season, game 7, and people were like, they overachieved, all that stuff. There has never been a hungrier offseason for a group of dudes, you know, texting, meeting up, all this stuff. And it was like, it was a foregone conclusion that we were going to win the World Series in 15.
This is how I always look at it. I look at it kind of like the end of Rocky One. Like, Rocky does not win at the end of Rocky One, but like the way they package it, the way it makes you feel, like Rocky, you saw Rocky be triumphant. I was talking to Eric Hosmer about this a couple of weeks ago. He came on the show and I told him, like, I don't look at it like you guys lost the World Series in 2014, just didn't win the World Series in 2014. Like, that entire experience, that ride, those 2 months of you guys making the playoffs and then getting to Game 7 of the World Series, like, it's almost like my mind stops at you guys played at Game 7 of the World Series, and then it just doesn't play out the remainder of the series.
Right. It was like, you know, we'll pick this up next year. We'll just finish it out. We'll just finish it out. And we had a chance. You know, we had the chances that year, and it just didn't quite happen. Like you said, Madison happened.
No, that, you know what? That is a great way of putting it. That is Eric Kratz joining us on the show today. He was on the 14 and 15 Royals. Also, check out Foul Territory for all your baseball news and information. Eric, it was great catching up with you, my man. I appreciate your time.
Dude, thanks for having me on, and don't be afraid to give me a shout if you need me again.